USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is downplaying fears that the nation is heading toward a recession. He says his talk about additional tax cuts is unrelated.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position.
He blasted two Muslim congresswomen who are criticizing Israel and says the Democrats should reject them.
Where's the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel?
The president also seems to be walking back his call for stronger background checks for guns, saying that a tough screening system is already in place. Days after a brutal shootout in the city of Philadelphia, the police commissioner is resigning because of allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination. The mayor says he's disappointed that Richard Ross is leaving. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.